Welcome back to the Daily AI Executive Podcast. It's Thursday, July 30th. And Jordan, there's a real theme running through today's briefing.
Let me guess. It's not good news for finance teams who like predictable spreadsheets.
Exactly. The big theme is that AI governance and AI economics are both moving from talk to actual machinery. Over 1,000 employees at the top labs just petitioned Washington on safety infrastructure. AMD locked up $14 billion of data center capacity for the next 15 years, and publisher ad revenue is getting gutted by zero-click AI answers. Three different stories, one underlying message.
Which is?
The abstractions are ending. Governance is becoming policy plumbing. Compute is becoming real estate contracts. And content is becoming a two-tier market. Nothing here is theoretical anymore.
Okay, let's start with the governance story, because that one surprised me. Employees petitioning against their own companies?
Right, and that's exactly why it matters. This isn't outside activists. This is more than 1,100 employees at OpenAI, Anthropic, Google, and Meta signing a letter asking the U.S. government to help build a verifiable international pacing mechanism. Not calling for an immediate pause, but asking for the technical and governance infrastructure that would let everyone coordinate a slowdown if AI ever outpaces safe oversight.
So people building the technology are asking for a brake pedal to be installed, just in case?
Pretty much. And when insiders at competing labs co-sign something like this, it tells you competitive pressure alone isn't going to self-correct fast enough for their comfort. Who actually benefits from this commercially? Policy-literate enterprises get ahead of it, along with governance and audit tooling vendors. The losers are companies treating AI governance as a checkbox exercise, or anyone whose roadmap assumes today's light-touch regulation is permanent.
So the practical takeaway is start budgeting for compliance tooling and legal review of AI vendor terms now, before it's mandated.
Exactly right. Model registries, usage disclosures, audit trails, they're coming. And they'll eventually show up in your procurement clauses, whether you're ready or not. Let's get into the deep dive, because I think this is the one listeners will actually act on. The AI pricing paradox. So here's the first principles version. Per token prices are collapsing, something like 95% cheaper over 2 years for the same capability. That part everyone knows.
Right, so bills should be shrinking.
You'd think so. But total enterprise AI spend keeps rising anyway, because usage volume, not unit price, now drives the bill. Agentic workflows that reason for longer and call tools repeatedly burn through way more tokens per task than a single chat message ever did.
So it's like a subscription that got cheaper per gallon of gas, but now your car drives 4 times as far every day?
That's a great way to put it. Uber's CTO actually burned through the company's entire 2026 AI budget by April. Meanwhile, one startup CEO moved 100% of his traffic off Claude to a cheaper Chinese model just to survive.
And the billing model itself is shifting underneath everyone, right? I saw Anthropic and GitHub both moving to usage-based billing.
Correct. Flat per-seat subscriptions are giving way to metered, credit-based billing, which means your budget used to be headcount times a fixed fee. Now it's workload volume times a variable rate, and FP&A has to watch consumption monthly instead of procurement signing off once a year.
Why can't vendors just keep subsidizing flat fees if they want the customer relationship?
Because compute now makes up more than half the cost of running an AI company in both the US and China. R&D and inference compute together are 54 to 62% of total operating costs. Vendors facing that cost structure simply cannot keep eating the difference forever.
So what should commercial finance teams actually do with this, practically speaking?
Three things. First, in every renewal, insist on granular usage dashboards and cost per workflow reporting, not just a price line. That's the single highest leverage ask right now. Second, arbitrage the commoditization. Route your low stakes work, transcription, first drafts, localization, to cheaper open weight models, and save the frontier models for the high value stuff.
And the third?
if you sit on distinctive content, archives, live feeds, brand name IP, go have that licensing conversation directly. News Corp is pulling in roughly $50 million a year from its portfolio deal with OpenAI. Reddit disclosed $203 million in aggregate licensing value in its IPO filing. That market is real, even if it's concentrated.
Which loops us right back to that publisher story, doesn't it? Because that's exactly the bifurcation you flagged in the opener.
It is. Publisher ad supply is down as much as 40% in Q2 because of zero-click AI search. 37% of consumer searches now start in an AI tool instead of Google. But if you're the Wall Street Journal or the Associated Press, you have scarcity and you get paid. If you're a mid-tier publisher, you get the traffic loss with none of the offsetting licensing revenue.
So it's not that AI is bad for content. It's that AI is bad for content that isn't irreplaceable.
Exactly. And that's a 5-year planning problem, not a quarterly one. Any ad-funded business needs to stress test its revenue model against that split right now.
Before we wrap, let's hit a couple of the executive talking points because I think one in particular ties this whole episode together.
The one I'd flag is that vendor lock-in is evaporating as models commoditize. For the first time this cycle, procurement leverage has genuinely shifted toward buyers. Pair that with the point that falling per-token prices and falling total AI spend are not the same trend. Plan for both simultaneously, and you've basically got today's episode in two sentences.
And the compute story reinforces it too. Multi-gigawatt AMD Core Scientific-style deals mean infrastructure spend is now a CapEx conversation, closer to a power purchase agreement than a software subscription.
Which is exactly why CFOs need to track CapEx-linked vendor exposure now, not just SaaS-style OpEx.
Great place to leave it. There's a lot more in today's full briefing, including that AMD data center deal in more detail, the AI tool and paper of the day, a great model routing skill exercise, and all the sourcing.
Go check out the newsletter for the rest. We'll see you tomorrow.